listening to Lambs Media, sponsored by OnlySuperNews.com. Lambs Media is proudly sponsored by OnlySuperNews.com, news to make you feel good.
Good evening to you all. I'm your host Kev Clark and welcome to week 17 of the Lambs Media weekly quarantine podcast. Well, what a hot day. What a hot few days. I hope everybody is safe and well. Personally, it's too hot for me, and I'd welcome a thunderstorm that we've been threatened with. The idea behind the podcast is of course to bring the fans new content, including interviews, and to raise awareness of all the competitions, challenges and content that can be found over this testing period. Coming up on tonight's episode then, we'll be recapping all the news since the last show. We'll hear from new signing Dexter Walters, as well as speaking with Tamworth FC, former Tamworth FC goalkeeper Darren Acton. As always throughout the show, please make sure that you are using the chat and that you are active, and if appropriate, I will do my best to give you a shout out. I will also post links, appropriate links in there to stories that we mention throughout the show. I will keep you up to date with the Europa League quarterfinals games this evening as we go through the show as well. So this evening, Wolves play Sevilla and Shakhtar Donetsk play Basel. And the winners of tonight's games will join Manchester United and Inter Milan in the semi-finals. So currently Shakhtar Donetsk 1, Basel 0 and Wolves 0, Sevilla 0, and both with 6 minutes played. So let's begin this evening with a recap of the last week. As I mentioned on the show last week, the club were due to announce two signings. They did so, and those signings were the re-signing of former winger, academy product Dexter Walters, re-signing after his release from Coventry City. So welcome back, Dex. And also centre-back Jordan Cullinane-Lybert signing after his release from Hereford. So all in all, the squad is shaping up nicely, I'm sure you'll agree. The management are casting their eye over a few trialists as well, so there is the likelihood of a few further signings to follow. Tamworth got their pre-season underway on Saturday away at Corn with a resounding 5-0 victory. Goals from Bilal Yafai, Shaquille McDonald, Lyndon Meikle and a brace from Tyrell Waite. So Tamworth 4 up at half-time. Added another by Tyrell Waite in the second half, rounding off the scoring to make it 5-0. So next up for Tamworth is the visit of Loughborough Dynamo on Saturday at the Lamp, which of course is behind closed doors. So just a reminder, please don't try and head down there to watch. It will only put pressure on the staff that are already under a lot of pressure. Hopefully that situation will change very soon. There will be coverage of the game from Lambs Media, although this may be limited. Plans are being made for that. So stay tuned to the club's official channels and Mixlr as well for that. We are, of course, still planning to kick off the 2021 campaign on the 19th of September, albeit without fans as things stand at the moment. Tamworth Women continued their pre-season with a 7-0 thrashing of Colville, and you can catch the post-match interview with Ryan Hamilton, manager of the women's team, over on the Lambs Media YouTube channel, along with the post-match interview with Gary Smith and Andrew Dalishan from the 5-0 victory over Corn on Saturday. A reminder that the FA has asked the county FAs to relax requirements for clubs to play in the senior cups, county cups this year, this coming season, which means that Tamworth will not necessarily have to compete in the Birmingham Senior Cup or the Staff Senior Cup competitions. Chat's very quiet this evening. Let's have a couple of you wanting a shout out. I'm sure we've got our normal crew in the room. And the club has announced season ticket details for the forthcoming season. These details are now available on the club's website. And Lambs Media also has voluntary vacancies, which can include some photography roles and filming and editing opportunities. So if you are interested in getting involved in the media side of things at Tamworth Football Club, then please get in touch with us at media@thelambs.co.uk. And also a mention for just came in just a few minutes ago. The Supporters Club are looking for committee members as well. So a message from Chantal this evening, very on the 11th hour really, just as we went live. So just a message really, if anybody is looking to get involved with the Supporters Club committee, then please contact via the Supporters Club page. That's the request coming in from Chantal Wynne. So thanks for that. In our first interview this evening, we'll be continuing our Tamworth FC Legends series. A few days ago, I managed to catch up with former Lambs stopper, Darren Acton, and this is what he had to say. Hi, Echo. How are you? Thanks for joining me. How are things in the world of Darren Acton?
Yeah, things are great. Obviously, with all this lockdown, it's not been really good. But like, you just crack on, don't you? So, you know, you just get on with things. So, obviously, I've been busy decorating and things like that. So, keeping myself busy that way.
Yeah, doing what you can with the time, I guess, where you'd normally be at work, but not been able to.
Yeah, it's been hard. Like, so obviously, coaching wise, not been be able to do any coaching or anything like that. It's been, you know, it's been frustrating. Obviously, I've been doing a bit in the garden with my son. Been like doing a few sessions with him, but other than that, just been cracking on, really decorating and things like that.
Good. Yeah, I think a lot of us are in the same boat, to be fair. It's you know, it's really good to get the chance to talk to yourself and some of the club's favourite players of years gone by. You actually spent four seasons with Tamworth from 1999. How do you reflect on your time, that time in your career with Tamworth?
Yeah, you know, I had four fantastic seasons with them, do you know what I mean? So, you know, I had three great managers, Paul Hendry, Gary Mills, Darren G, they all brought different things in the dressing room, do you know what I mean? So, you know, I think that as a club as well, I think it's a fantastic club to play for. Really enjoyed my time there. So, you know, I think we was quite successful when I was there. Like, so, you know, I think we had good times there with great people.
Yeah, it was a good time in the history of the club. And I think that's why it's so important to get in touch with so many of you guys, like Daz Shaw, Davey Ford, Johnny Howard, Willie Batchelor, you know, and yourself and Captain Phillips, you know, just to name a few. Because I think fans do recognise that it was a successful spell. And we had a really good camaraderie between the players and the supporters. And would you say that was a fair comment?
Yeah, I think you're spot on there. You know, when my time when we was there, you know, we used to play the games, finish the games, go in the bar, have a drink and like chat with the supporters. And, you know, I think that side of it's gone in football a bit. I think, you know, whether it's back, I don't know what it's like down there now, but for me, I'll go to, you know, a few clubs and they don't mingle with the supporters, which, you know, I've always done. Played the game, then gone and mingled. So, do you know what I mean? I think that side of it's gone like so. But no, we had good times. We had good players. The likes of, like, you've just mentioned a few, Dave Foy, Mark Allen, Darren Grocott, Robbie Warner. You know, we had good players down there. And I think we had a good squad.
Yeah, absolutely we did. Of course, you went on to make 205 appearances for the Lambs, but you didn't score any goals, Akers. I mean, what's that about, really? 205 games, no goals.
Well, actually, I did have the chance to actually score. So I remember, I was playing under Paul Hendry, and I think it was at Grantham.
Right.
And I think he brought me on as a sub, and like I remember that. If I remember right, Warren Houghton, I think he could have squared it to me. Actually, and, like, I could have put it in, but obviously, he went on and. And I actually think he missed. So, you know, I had a bit of ding-dong with him, but yeah. Hey-ho.
Oh, brilliant. I actually didn't realise that. I don't recall that, but yeah. You know, obviously Tommy.
I'm pretty sure he was at Grantham, to be fair. So, you know, it's like such a long time ago. Do you know what I mean?
So, well, I remember the stadium with the athletics track around it at the South Keith Stevens Stadium, yeah. I think.
I'm pretty sure it was Grantham. So...
Okay, well, joking aside, you did manage to keep 72 clean sheets in those 205 appearances. And what does it feel like for a goalkeeper to keep a clean sheet?
Yeah, you know, I used to, you know, that me being a goalkeeper, I always used to go out and that was my aim, to, like, keep a clean sheet, you know, and to keep 72. And, you know, a lot of people say a goalkeeper, but you've got to think of your defenders as well, do you know what I mean? They're in front of you as well, so... I think they contributed quite a lot to it, do you know what I mean? So, I mean, we had a fantastic back four, do you know what I mean? So, you know, lots of Robbie Warner, Robbie Mitchell, Daz Grocott and people like that. I always had good players in front of me. So, you know, I think a lot of credit goes to them as well. Do you know what I mean? For keeping them clean sheets as well. I don't always think, you know, I'm there to stop the ball going in the net. Yeah. But then they're doing a lot of blocks and things like that. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of credit has got to go to the defenders as well.
Yeah, so it's great.
Do you know what I mean? I always say keep a clean sheet, wins you the game.
Yep, very often the case. And, well, at least you don't get beat. So I have to give special thanks to Dave Clayton for this information, because I actually wasn't aware of this before this. But apparently you still hold the record, Echo, for the 794 minutes over 10 games without conceding a goal. I don't think they were consecutive games, but nonetheless, what a great achievement. And is it something that you were aware of at the time?
I was getting told, but I didn't really focus on that. My main focus was always to go out and, like, obviously win the game and keep a clean sheet. So, you know, to do that, it's a great achievement for me. And, like, obviously, you know, it's going to be hard to be beaten. I think the last, I'm pretty sure Dale Balfour, I think I took his record. So I think he was kept the clean sheets. But no, all my focus was just to go out and win the game. I didn't really, you know, people were telling me, but, you know, I just thought it was just another game.
Yeah, I guess so. Because in the moment, you just focused on each game as it comes around, aren't you? So, speaking of games being focused on, what a game. Villa Park, FA Trophy Final 2003 versus Burscoe was your actual last game for the Lambs, I believe. And I think we lost that day. We weren't at our best. But yeah, what would your memories be, Nako, of that trophy run that year and, of course, the actual final day?
Yeah, the trophy run was great. You know, that, you know, to get, we never thought that we was going to get to the final. Do you know what I mean? So, but be fair with the squad we had a big squad. So, you know, obviously we was chasing the league as well. So, you know, we had to swap and change players, and, you know, which the squad was big enough, good enough to do that. So, you know, and to go on that 8-way trophy run, you know, kept that spirit alive. Do you know what I mean? So we had great team spirit, you know, everything. The trophy was a great run. I mean, we beat some conference teams as well, the likes of Nuneaton, I think Margate, Farnborough, and one or two others. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, that to go and play against conference teams as well was a great achievement, and to go and beat them. But then to get to the final, wow, it was, you know, great. Just to get there, do you know what I mean? Obviously, the result was disappointing for me, because obviously I made a mistake, you know, as well. So, you know, but I'm over it now.
Yeah, I guess it would, you know, it'll always be with you, won't it? Because it obviously affected the result. But no player goes out trying to make mistakes. And, you know, it's one of those things that happen sometimes, and, you know, you do have to move on and live with it. But I think over the course of your time with Tamworth, we saw far more good than bad from you. And I think that's what the fans remember, ultimately.
Yeah, I still get reminded now. I go down the pub and, like, people still, oh, you was using goals in the trophy final. You're the one who made that. I said, yeah. So, but, you know, it's gone now. So, you know what I mean? But I always look at it, and I just look at the 4 years I've had at Tamworth, and I've had four fantastic years there. And, you know, all the managers I've played for, we've, you know, been successful and things like that. So I've really enjoyed my time there. So, yeah, I'm over it now.
So what would you say that are your favourite memories from your time at Tamworth? And are there any regrets, really, other than what we've just talked about?
No. I think my favourite time was when we won the league at Cambridge. I think that was a fantastic achievement, do you know what I mean? So I think that's probably, looking back on, you know, even the FA Cup runs against Bury. I think Bury was a great achievement as well, you know, even though they scored in the last minute. Yeah, but it was, you know, it's a good game, do you know what I mean? So, you know, and the Rochdales and teams like that, I've had great memories, and, like, there's one or two more, do you know what I mean? So that games, just league games that you played in as well, you know, you we've had great times there.
Absolutely. So, Akko, where's your career taken you since you left Tamworth then?
Since I left obviously, I went to Nuneaton, which I didn't get, like, you know, a lot of the Tamworth fans didn't like, but I spent 8 years there. Then I left there, went to, I think it was Chasetown, went there for a loan, Brackley for a loan. Then obviously I ended up at Solihull. So my good friend Marcus asked me if I'd come and be a player coach. So I went there, and I spent 8 years there at Solihull as a coach. Obviously I retired about 40, so now I'm just like, I've been coaching at Solihull, you know, I was a manager under Tim Flowers. So, you know, I'd thought, you know, great. Marcus Bignot before that, where we went on and won the league. And then obviously Marcus left, he went to Grimsby. Obviously circumstances never took me with him, obviously because finance and things like that. So he went on. And then obviously Tim Flowers come in, and, like, you know, I become good friends with Tim. So, and then we had a great season last year where we, you know, just missed out to Leyton Orient. And then obviously this season, Tim's left, then obviously I've left, so obviously I've moved on to Telford now. I'm going to have a season at Telford, see where that ends up with Gav Cowan.
Yep. But, you know, all local stuff, all the same, isn't it? You know, so you must know an awful lot of people within the non-league scene that are still based in the Midlands. I'm just wondering how many Tamworth players, you know, going back to that period of time, those four seasons you were at Tamworth, and you would have built some strong bonds and friendships. You know, how many of those are you still in touch with now?
Yeah, that's, you know, obviously I still speak to Gary Smith. So, you know, I speak to him. I speak to Mark Allen, Daz Grocott, Paul Hatton, Dave Foy, Timmy Steele. You know.
Yeah, I remember Tim Steele. Yeah.
So, you know, Dennis Maholland.
Yeah, you can't forget Dennis.
Yeah. So yeah, still. Obviously, it'd be nice to, you know, catch up with a few more, but obviously Facebook and things like that, you know, you speak to them on Facebook, and, you know, but it'd be nice if, like, if we could obviously all meet up again, because it's been a long, long time, do you know what I mean? So, you know, so, but yeah. Nah, still speak, the one I speak to most is probably Dave Boy and Darren Grocott and that, so I'm obviously Paul Hatton. And I speak to them quite a lot, so nah, still keep in touch.
Yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned those two in particular, Daz Grocott and David Foy, because they've both faced adversity in the last you know, sort of few years, and, you know, it must be difficult to have gone through what they've both individually gone through. I am hoping that we can speak to Daz at some point on these podcasts. Yeah. We interviewed David Foy. But yeah, they both seem to have come through tough times. And I'm sure
you know, especially Dave. But I mean, you know, we were very good friends with Hayley and things like that. You know, he's had to be strong, and, like, you know, you know what he's been through and things like that. It's been, you know, he's been good. So I think he's had to, really, because of his kids and things like that. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, I've spoke to him. You know, it's been hard for him, but he's got through it. He's been good.
Yeah, he seems to have done really, really well, been really positive about it. And he was very open, actually, when he was on the show. So just to finish off, really, then, Akko, is there anything that you would like to say to the Tamworth fans that are listening into this podcast, really, as a message, really?
Yeah, you know, I'd just like to, you know, obviously I still see a lot of them downtown and things like that. So, you know, it's not if I don't, I'm not around or anything like that. But, like, obviously the fans over the years, and it's not just the fans, to be fair. There's one or two other people I'd like to thank as well, like Degsy Bond, Buster, and people like that who have been, you know, kit men and things like that. You know, they've been fantastic over the years. But obviously the fans who have been great over the years, you know, I've really enjoyed my time there. And I just hope, well, I don't hope, I know they will, they'll keep supporting the club and things like that. You know, I do get down there now and again to have a little look, but obviously with me still involved in football, it's a bit hard for me. So, but no, I just wish them all the best, really. So, get behind Smudger. So, getting to win that league again.
Yeah, just going back to, you made a point earlier on about the closeness, the camaraderie between the players and the fans back in the time when you played for Tamworth, and how that had kind of gone away a little bit. And that's certainly true with Tamworth over recent years, but certainly since Smudge come back in, along with Andrew and Tom Bailey, that really has come back. So next time you're down to a game, you'll see that in the clubhouse echo, where the players are actually mixing with the fans and having a bit of a chat and a sing-song.
Yeah, I think that's down to old school with Smudge. You know what I mean? That obviously going back, that's what we used to do. Do you know what I mean? So at the games, used to mingle with the fans and things like that. I think Smudge is old school. That's what he respects. So I think that's good that he's doing it. So I wish him all the best. So I hope they go on and win the league, to be fair, because I think they deserve it after last season. So in all fairness, I think they should have gone up. So
Yeah, it's a tough one to take, and we've had many of an opinion on that from different people. It's tough because you see other leagues being, other clubs being awarded promotion on a points per game basis, other leagues getting to finish, yet from step three down, it's just not happened. So, yes, it's tough. I think the squad that we're assembling looks very exciting for the forthcoming season. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah,
Can play.
I think they will. I think they'll be up there anyway. So, do you know what I mean? Obviously, you'd like to win it again, and I think Smudger will drum it into the lads to go out and prove themselves. Well, not prove themselves, go out and win the league. Because I think we did it. I think when Gary Mills left, we went on the following season and won the league. So, I think if they go with a mentality to go and win it, I think they will. They've got some good players there with Ryan Beswick, Jaz Singh, do you know what I mean? So obviously they've got good players, Mugunda, who will go and do good things for him.
Echo, it's been absolutely brilliant talking to you, getting your insight and your memories. I know you've enjoyed it as well. And all that remains for me to say is thank you very much for your time, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
Massive thanks to Daz for taking part in that interview with us. Apologies, really. I thought it was a little bit strange at the start of the show where I couldn't actually see anybody in the room, even though I knew there were people there listening. And a few gremlins tonight on Mixlr, so I can't actually use the I can't see who's in the room, and I can't use the chat either. So apologies if I can't actually post links in there, and I'm keeping up with it on my personal account on my phone. Hopefully that will be resolved for next week. But it's good to see that it's so active in there. Hello to everybody listening in this evening. Now, the weekly quarantine quiz. We've just had our last one, our 20th one, I believe, and it was based on the first and last. I would normally at this point say congratulations go to, etc., etc. However, we don't actually have those results yet. So just look out for those on the club's social media pages over the next couple of days, and when those results are available, they'll be posted on there. So just a quick recap on the Europa League. Shakhtar Donetsk 2, Basel 0, 30 minutes played, and Wolves 0, Sevilla 0, and 29 minutes played in that one. So still all to play for Wolves, and Shakhtar in a commanding position to join Manchester United and Inter Milan, who are already in the semi-finals. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, the post-match interviews are available on the Lambs Media YouTube channel for Ryan Hamilton's verdict on Tamworth Women's 7-0 victory over Colville, and also Gary Smith and Andrew Dalishan's verdict on Tamworth Men's 5-0 victory over Corn in their first pre-season friendly on Saturday. And just to announce that all the pre-season friendlies are on the official website I would normally post the link in the chat, but I can't do that this evening. So please hop over there if you're not familiar with that. There is a game at the Lamb this Saturday, and we host Loughborough Dynamo. Now, our next interview features Tamworth winger, re-signed winger, Dexter Walters. And Stu Jones caught up with him earlier this week.
I'm joined by Dexter Walters today. Thank you very much indeed for your time, Dexter. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good, really good. Looking forward to the season's started now, isn't it? And just from a fan's perspective, looking forward to the opportunity to get down and support the lads when it's possible, really.
Yeah, 100%. I can't wait till the fans are allowed back into the ground, man.
Yeah, I think we're all definitely ready for that moment.
Lovely, absolutely. Lovely.
So welcome back to the football club. How did the return come about? And I'm guessing it's a lot's changed in the 2 years that you were here previously.
Oh yeah, 100%. Everything's changed massively. But as Cov released a statement that I was getting released, I had a lot of phone calls from clubs. But I weren't really keen. I went to meet a few clubs and what they were saying I weren't really keen on. And when I got the phone call off Andy, it just felt right. Everything clicked. We had a long conversation and I just felt like it was the right move and I could never turn Tamworth down. And in my heart, I feel like I need to repay the fans. Because I left before the season started and they only got a short glimpse of what I could do. So hopefully this season you'll see the real me and see the improved me from the last pre-season.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. I'm sure, like you say, the spell at Coventry will stand you in good stead and will have helped your development as a player, won't it, over the last couple of seasons as well?
Yeah, 100%.
Looking forward to it. So I just want to take you back to the start, if I could. Began your career at Romulus, and I think you were there from up to 18 years of age, but sort of prior to that. What do you remember of that spell?
First of all, I left school and I wanted to go to college. So I thought, I didn't want to go to Sutton. I didn't want to be around the area where I'm closely. So at first I went to Stourbridge College. That's out of the way. So I was waking up early, catching the bus to go Stourbridge. And then I signed for the floodlit team.
Okay.
So after that, the travelling was getting a bit too much. So then I went to watch a Romulus college game. And then I said, yeah, I want to go there. It's close to home. I'm going there. So I moved from Stourbridge College to the Romulus football and college course. And then ever since then, I played the FA Youth Cup and then I signed a non-contract for the first team. And I started playing from there, really.
Yeah, they've got quite a good reputation, haven't they, non-league as well. They've had some players who have sort of made it up through the ranks. I suppose Zat Knight, who was at Aston Villa, would probably be the standout in over the years, but they've had a lot of players, ex-professionals and that, playing at Romulus, so they've got a good setup there, haven't they, for sure?
Yeah, 100%. It was a no-brainer for me at the time, seeing all of the names that have come up from Romulus, and so I thought, I want to follow in their footsteps.
Yeah. No, you can't blame me for that, to be fair. So then you joined Tamworth. You had a trial spell, I think, originally at the start of the 17-18 season, but got a contract for that season.
Yeah.
But it was a disappointing season from our perspective as we were relegated. You only really played four games that season. I guess, looking back, it would have been things could have been different had you have got more time on the pitch and maybe some of the other lads that were on around the sort of fringes of the first team. With how the season ended up finishing, really.
Yeah, 100%. It was, in that first season, it was all about trying to get the gaffer at the time to put his trust in me and give me the minutes to show what I could do. But it was a difficult time for the club at the time, so I understand he can't put an 18-year-old in that predicament and ask him to do much. And it's a risk. So I guess he was trying to defend himself in that perspective. So I don't blame him, because if I was him, I'd probably do the same. You wouldn't want an 18-year-old coming onto the pitch, and you don't know what he's going to do, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think it could affect the game.
It's a classic case, I suppose, that managers have got a certain shelf life and things aren't going particularly well and stuff like that. They've got to go with the tried and trusted, but like I say, sometimes it doesn't always work out, does it?
Yeah, 100%.
But, you had a brief spell at Sutton, didn't you, towards at Sutton Coldfield Town towards the end of that season as well. I think went along with Regan Upton, I think, at the time. For a little spell there. So I suppose that was give you an opportunity to get some game time as well.
Yeah, 100%. It were a very good loan spell for me, but it helped me develop and know what I had to do if I was to come back to Tamworth. So I think it was a bad loan spell for me, but it was a good eye-opener for me in a way as well.
Yeah. Sometimes, again, those sort of things stand you in good stead, don't they? If it doesn't always work out necessarily, it's an opportunity to get on the pitch and play a bit of football.
100%. You just have to take the positives out of it, don't you? I just work on the positives and forget the negatives, really. And that's what I've done.
No, good. As we discussed, the club were relegated at the end of the 17-18 season, and you initially had signed to remain with the club for the 18-19 season. Yeah. Following some pretty good performances in friendly games against Burton Albion and Coventry, the latter made an approach to sign you and signed you on a 2-year contract, which is something, of course, the Tamworth fans couldn't really begrudge you. Making the move to a League One club, what was it like making the transition from a semi-professional footballer to a professional footballer?
You know what it was? It was at first, I found it hard because you're not they don't sugarcoat things, so they just tell you how it is, and sometimes that would get you back up. You'd lose confidence if you didn't like what they said. And the full-time football every day, it took a toll on the legs, not because I was used to training Tuesday and Thursday. So it took a toll on the legs when I did go up there and had to train Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It did take the toll. So I think that was the only hard part about it. And then the learning about playing out from the back, and because it's pretty football in the 23s. Everything's played out from the back, if it's on the floor. There's non-league, it's a real ball in the air. You've got to fight for seconds. The team that's picking up the seconds the most likely win the game.
Mm.
So I think that was the hardest transition for me, yeah.
Yeah. I know the type of thing you mean, like you say, he's probably played along the floor a lot more, isn't it? And it's, I suppose, maybe a prettier style of football, isn't it? But
yeah.
But I guess both methods can be effective at times, can't they?
Yeah, 100%.
So you made your debut for Coventry in the EFL Trophy on the 9th of October against Forest Green Rovers. But as you say, predominantly it was under 23s football for you. And I suppose, looking back now, it's probably a real tough time to sign for Coventry, wasn't it, on the back of two promotions in three seasons. The club had a bit of a wobble over the last couple of years, but prior to you signing, but then when you sign, they've had, say, two promotions in three seasons, and there's a couple of lads in the under-23s that have had to move on, and lots of Jack Hickman and Callum Maycock and people like that, of all decent players, but the young players never really getting a chance to get into the first team with the club doing so well.
Yeah, 100%. Last season was hard because they brought in some good experienced players, and it showed them in the league. And the manager, you can do so much on the training ground, you can do so much to show him, but if the team's winning, you can't knock on his office and say I should be playing, or if you're not doing it on the pitch, you can't be moaning about not getting picked to travel, or you know what I'm saying. So to be fair, it's hats off to the team, because day in, day out, they worked hard every day, every single day.
Yeah, and let's just say they reap the rewards, didn't they? But it is, as you say, difficult to stake a claim when the club's playing so well.
100%.
Away from that. So you had a loan spell with Leamington towards the second half of last season before the season got to ended. You played 12 league games. I did have a little look on some of the fans' forums and stuff, and the Leamington fans seemed to really take to you and were quite, I guess hopefully you may return this season, but they all certainly sung your praises from the spell you had there in the second half of last season.
Yeah, 100%. I played 12 games. I got injured in January. I tore my quad muscle. I think that's the only reason why I played 12 games. So it's not, I weren't getting benched, or I was injured for majority of that long spell. But yeah, the Leamington fans were proper sour with me. They took to me, and they just gave me the confidence to go out and express myself while I was going through a rough time at Coventry. And I used that to bounce back, and it bounced back because at the end of the season, I got nominated for Young Player of the Season in Conference North. Sadly, I didn't win that award, but after playing 12 games and being nominated, I must have been doing something right to gain that respect from the outside as well. And even playing for Leamington, when if I got subbed off during the game, opposition fans would clap me off and they would pay respect to what I showed on the football pitch that day or that night. So the Leamington loan spell, it helped me a lot to rekindle my love for the game and just to show that I'm good enough at what I'm doing and I'm doing things right, and that people do appreciate what I do on the pitch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not a bad accolade to have, is it, really? 12 games and get get nominated for Young Player of the Season at Conference North level.
Yeah, it's good, man. It was a good feeling, especially knowing that it was my last season at Coventry. It was a good, for me, that loan spell was good to me because it got my name ringing bells again, and it just shows that I was working, the hard work that I was doing away from Coventry, it was showing and people were appreciating it. So yeah, that was a good feeling.
Yeah, gave you a platform to get out there again a little bit, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah, 100%.
So as you mentioned, the Coventry spell ended at the end of the season, just gone 1920 season, and you rejoined Tamworth on the 5th of August. So last week, so you've been with the club for a week. How are you settling in with the new squad, and you obviously played in the game against Corn as well, going in the second half against Corn, so you've got some minutes under your belt as well.
Yeah,
how's it all going at Tamworth?
It's good. The lads were very welcoming. Like I still knew a few, Jazz, Ty, Bez. I still knew a few of the lads, so it weren't hard to get warmed back in. Everyone's been sour with me, the managers, the backroom staff, Degsy, Buster, I love them to pieces. Everyone's just welcomed me back with open arms, and I'm just happy to be back, and I can't wait to just return the favour.
Yeah, as I say, when it was announced, I think a lot of the fans were quite excited about the prospect of having you back and getting a chance for you to actually get out and play some regular football and, you know, show the fans what you are about, and hopefully at the end of it all we'll have a league title to all celebrate.
100%.
The club's recruitment, how impressive you've been with who we've managed to retain and also to sign along with yourself this season.
Hey, it's been brilliant. The lads they've brought in, they're not lads that are just here to sit on the bench and just watch. Everyone wants to start. The friendly competition, even in training, the friendly competition, the banter, everything's just ticking, and we got strength in all parts of the the positions on the pitch. So if someone don't start and someone gets taken off in the 60th minute to change the game, or mate, the person coming off the bench is have got the same ability or different abilities that are going to match the person coming off. So if you're getting subbed off, it's not going to be a bad sub. We've got squad depth. It's like Manchester City. If they make a sub, the person's coming on is going to be good as well. And this is Tamworth. The squad depth we've got in all positions, it's crazy. And I don't think a lot of teams in our division can compete with that. We've kept the majority that done very well last season in the league. And we've strengthened it as well, taking players from different teams that were good contenders that showed when they played against Tamworth. So and the squad depth is a joke, and the recruitment team have done wonders, and can't wait for the fans to see. Can't wait for the fans to see that.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to that. I think looking back at last season, there were some areas perhaps we were a little bit weaker in than others. I mean, midfield, certainly we were very strong, and we are again this season. But, you know, even the guys that were on the bench, as you say, they came on and they could do as good a job as who they were placed and that sort of thing. And there was a mutual respect from all the players, and they all appreciated that the qualities each other had. But make no mistake about it, everyone was desperate to play and was working as hard as they possibly could to be in the starting 11 or to play their part in the games.
Yeah, 100%. And I think for any good team, I think that has to be the motto for the players. Like, they have to go into training thinking, I can't mess about because my name needs to be the first one on that team sheet, or I have to do something to show the gaffer that I'm ready. Or I have to, behind closed doors, I have to be working harder than the people that are in my position. And it all comes out to friendly competition and an understanding. And that's what wins you league titles. That's what gives you good cup runs, because the friendly competition, everyone's hungry. Everyone wants to start. Everyone wants to prove themselves. And I think this is what we got this season.
No, it's a very good position for the team to be in, isn't it, to have that much quality available to us in all different departments, as you say.
100%.
So as we've touched on, it is a difficult time for supporters at the minute, not being able to come and support the team. How did you feel that the game against Quorn went, you know, playing the second half?
Yeah, I thought the game was, first of all, it was hot, it was boiling. But other than that, the team adapted well. The first half, we were just ruthless, and we got in behind. We kept the possession, and we controlled the game throughout. The second half, we missed a few chances, but it just shows the hungerness. Even though the first half they scored four. The second half, we could have easily scored four in the second half, but it's just about taking chances and knowing, controlling the game. And I thought the squad that we've got is just good. Even the trialists are not coming here thinking, oh, I'm playing a friendly game for Tamworth. They're hungry. They want to secure that contract. They want to secure the non-contract, and they're trying to prove. And I think that's good, man, and it's only going to get better. And the teams that are coming up, there's going to be a challenge, and they're going to challenge us. But that's going to be an eye opener to how we go about that. You know what I'm saying? During the game, because a lot of the games this season, there's going to be times where we're going to go through a rough patch in the game for a span of 20 minutes, 15 minutes, and it's about how we can adapt to that during the game. So I think it's going well at the moment. Slow progress, but it's going well.
Yeah, no, it's you're right in what you say about the ruthless side of it. So I mean, make no mistake, the players that have moved on, the likes of Reece Hoeness and Greg Casaboni and Chris Layton and Ahmed Obeng. They all, you know, were big players last season. They all had parts to play and they all did very well for the club. But say the likes of yourself and Lyndon Meikle, I know we didn't see Aaron O'Connor at the moment, but you'd take Shaq McDonald, a prolific goal scorer at this level, to go in alongside, you know, with Dan Creaney and that. We're going to be very good going forward. And last season, defensively, we were pretty sound as well. We had a pretty good, you know, clean sheet record, and we conceded one of the lowest amounts of goals in the league. So it's really encouraging for the supporters to you know, to see when the time's right.
100%. And you know what my theory is, whatever we concede in a game, going forward, we'll score more, because the players we've got going forward are actually a joke, and everyone's hungry to start, and everyone just wants to get stats on the board. So it's just going to shine. There's no one in the team that thinks they're bigger than everyone. Everyone's just hungry and on the same mission. And the mission is to get Tamworth where they need to be and where they should be.
Yeah, we're all hoping for the same on that front. So with regards to the supporters, is there a message that you would like to give to the supporters at the moment?
Yeah, just hope everyone's staying safe. I can't wait for the season to be back and we're playing in front of Jan. I just want to urge the supporters to come out and support the lads week in, week out. If you can't get to away games, come to the home games, or just get the lamb jumping like it was when it was at when Tamworth was in Conference North, because that it's just going to boost us, and it's just going to make us want to perform even more. I just want to be.
Yeah, no, we did have occasions like that last season. I think as the team's doing well, we did do well last season, and I'm absolutely convinced we'll do well again this season. It's a great time to come and support the football club, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. And you know why it is. Tamworth's only going to go up, so the people who will come, they're going to witness Tamworth getting relegated to getting back up to Conference North. And then when we're in Conference North, the journey don't stop there, because we want to go higher. Conference after that, we want to be in the leagues. So
yes,
we speak about it every session. We just want the fans to be on the journey with us and support us and get behind us through good times and bad times, because the bad times will only last a game or two, and then we're going to be back to winning ways.
Yeah, it's like last season. There was a few hiccups and, you know, a few difficult results to take at the time, but we rode the storm and come out the other side. But it's like you say, it's not inconceivable to think that, you know, if the club carries on going the way it is, that Tamworth could make the league. I mean, you know, if you'd have said to Harrogate fans 10 years ago, would you be playing in the Football League in 10 years' time, they perhaps wouldn't have believed it's possible. So you've got to have ambition. You've got to have something to aim for, haven't you, at the end of the day?
Yeah, 100%. If I was asked, one of the Harrogate players four years ago, when I was on the bench against Harrogate, if they could see themselves in the Football League, they'll probably say not a chance. But look at them now. You know what I'm saying? You can never say never, and the hard work that we put, I don't think no team in this league is going to be working harder than us. And playing Conference North last season, I don't think there would be a team in Conference North would be able to trouble us with the style of football we play and the way Andy and Smudge have got us in this tunnel vision. I don't think there'll be a team that can compete with us.
No, we look forward to it, most definitely.
100%, I can't wait, man.
No, brilliant. Well, welcome back, Dex. Great to have you back back on board, and thanks again for your time today. I really appreciate it.
No problem, anytime.
Top man. Anytime.
And really just want to express my thanks to Stu Jones for doing that interview, and also to Dexter Walters. Welcome back to Tamworth, Dex. We're all delighted to have you back, and I'm sure we'll have a better player with all that experience under his belt at Coventry and Leamington than when he actually left us. And that interview does bring us to the end of this evening's show, I'm afraid, and many thanks obviously to everybody getting involved this evening. I hope that everybody's enjoyed the show. Just a quick recap on the scores. Half-time in the Europa League quarter-finals, Shakhtar Donetsk 2, Basel 0, and Wolves 0, Sevilla 0. So all to play for Wolves in the second period there, looking to join Manchester United and Inter Milan in the semi-finals. So as I say, I hope everybody has enjoyed the podcast this week. I've certainly enjoyed doing it over these last few weeks in place of Harry. I do believe it will be myself again next week, as Harry has somehow managed to get himself another holiday. Yeah, read into that what you will. But thank you very much for listening this evening. That's just about it for another week. Please join us back next Tuesday at 8 p.m. for more interviews and news. And until then, on behalf of everyone at Tamworth Football Club, stay safe, stay alert, control the virus, and save lives.
Russell, your mom's in the ball. Pass it to Mamba, then we'll have a goal.